the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
It certainly, well, it just fell very hard. And the reasons behind that, look, I'm not going to go into the reasons because I don't know what those reasons are. And they're always speculative reasons. Bitcoin falling, rising wedge breaking down, bears are back. I mean, what is this absolute utter crap? Let's be honest, it is absolute rubbish. It doesn't take much for these markets to turn, as we've seen time and time and time and time again. Okay, these markets are very volatile. They can flip very, very quickly. What I don't understand is listening into all the other bits and pieces. People that are looking for reasons for things to happen. Look, it doesn't actually matter. Who cares? We're traders. We're here to trade direction. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter why it's happened. This is a market. They fluctuate. This is what goes on, guys. Now, I'm seeing this as a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. One thing to say is that Bitcoin, when it goes on a run mad fast. Often we can, you know, do fairly phenomenal types of numbers. Very, very large amounts of money can be made on a move like that. I mean, at the end of the day, that's why I am in crypto, because of those astronomical gains. I'll tell you one thing right now. Ethereum had an opportunity to short against Bitcoin. I just missed it. I just damn missed it. I'm not suggesting we will see a big bull run, but if we do, and we're starting to get some nice moves in the market, you need to be prepared right now, guys. Manipulation? Of course there'll be manipulation. There's manipulation in every single market. Every single market. It's just that right now it's not called illegal. Just because you think the market's going to go up doesn't mean that it should do. Just because you think that Ethereum is going to have a recovery and do this and this and this doesn't mean it will now. Monday's a great day to sort of do your planning for the week. I love that, because you look at the weekly candles, you look at the daily candles, you look at the higher time frames, and you go, okay, well, if it was to do X, Y, Z, then I would react by, and whatever your plan is, you can then react to. You can go home, you can have a whinge, you can complain about it, you can get vocal on your Facebook groups, you can do all this, but that's going to help you absolutely nil. Don't worry about the news, for God's sake. If there's one thing you can avoid, it's definitely the news. An absolute waste of space. Where's the next opportunity going to come from? Think it through first, plan it out first, wait for it to occur, raise orders, take trades. That's how we do it.